Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 22nd, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Sex-based differences in outcomes following mitral valve surgery, a contemporary analysis from two institutions. A comprehensive retrospective cohort study involving 3,313 adult patients who underwent mitral valve surgery provided data to investigate sex as an independent risk factor for perioperative mortality. The analysis focused on operative mortality as the primary outcome, stratified by patient sex. This research established a foundational data set to clarify the influence of sex on surgical outcomes in mitral valve disease. Article number 2. The impact of environmental pollution and climate change on hypertension. A position paper by the European Society of Hypertension, ESH, Working Group on Environment and Hypertension. A position paper by the European Society of Hypertension Working Group found that environmental pollution and climate change contribute to over 9 million premature deaths annually worldwide. Air and noise pollution demonstrate the strongest epidemiological links to hypertension and cardiovascular disease. Furthermore, emerging evidence connects light pollution, toxic metal exposure, and climate-related factors to these health burdens. This comprehensive analysis highlights the significant impact of environmental factors on global hypertension rates. Article number 3. Suppressor of variegation 3-9 homolog 1 deficiency attenuates cardiac fibrosis and rescues heart failure through TACC2. This study found that a deficiency in suppressor of variegation 3-9 homolog 1, or SUV39H1, attenuates cardiac fibrosis and rescues heart failure. The research demonstrated that SUV39H1 expression increased in cardiac fibroblasts during fibrosis. This mechanism was identified to operate through TACC2, suggesting a critical role for SUV39H1 in regulating cardiac extracellular matrix production. These findings reveal a novel therapeutic target for heart failure. Article number 4. Nuclear export by COPS5/CSN5/JAB1 mediates vascular smooth muscle cell dedifferentiation in neo-intimal hyperplasia. This study found that nuclear export mediated by COPS5/CSN5/JAB1 facilitates vascular smooth muscle cell dedifferentiation, contributing to neo-intimal hyperplasia. The research showed increased COPS5/CSN5 levels in human idiopathic pulmonary hypertension, IPAH, neo-intima, atherosclerotic lesions, and rabbit vein grafts. This suggests a direct involvement of COPS5 in vascular remodeling following injury. Understanding this mechanism offers a potential therapeutic target for conditions involving neo-intimal hyperplasia. Article number 5. LGI3-4 proteins modulate the KV1.5 channelosome and are potential therapeutic targets for atrial fibrillation. This study found that LGI3 and LGI4 proteins interact directly with KV1.5 channels in human atrial tissue and heterologous cells. In a mouse model with AA5.9-mediated cardiac-specific LGI4 expression, the research observed impaired sinoatrial and atrioventricular conduction, leading to a prolonged QRS interval. The data showed delayed action potential repolarization in atria, indicating LGI3-4 proteins modulate cardiac electrophysiology. These findings suggest LGI3-4 proteins are potential therapeutic targets for atrial fibrillation. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.